For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is original 102.5 The Bone On Demand audio.
All right.
Yeah. And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, yeah. Let's give it to him hard, Daddy.
So the Bucks are in the news today. There's some good news, and there's some bad news, I would say. And I would like to ask you what you would like to hear first, the good news or the bad news?
Let's give them the bad news. It's always good to pick them back up with the good news.
Okay. All right. Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown and safety Mike Edwards have each been suspended 3 games for misrepresenting their vaccination status under the NFL and NFLPA COVID-19 protocol. According to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, both players have accepted the discipline and waived their right to appeal. They'll be suspended without pay. And if you remember, there was a story by the Tampa Bay Times, Rick Stroud, who I guess got some information from Antonio Brown's former chef that he was trying to get his hands on some fake COVID vaccination cards. And,
well, it was a text message that his girlfriend, who's like a supermodel, was texting him saying, "Hey, what do you know about, you know, getting a J&J card?" And they went from there. So, yeah.
So they essentially said that Antonio Brown had faked his vaccination status. And the I guess the team investigated. And I'm assuming that since him and Mike Edwards and also former Buccaneer John Franklin III is also, I don't believe he's on the team or on the practice squad anymore, but he's suspended as well.
Yeah, he's not on a team at all, so that he'll have to do the 3-game suspension if he gets signed by a team, which will further keep any team from signing him.
Yeah, and so I'm assuming that this allegation turned out to be true since he was suspended on it. And,
well, did you see the quote by Antonio Brown's attorney? He came out and said, My client, Antonio Brown, is fully vaccinated and supports people that should be vaccinated to be vaccinated. But he's recovering from an ankle injury anyway. So instead of causing a distraction and going into the appeals process, he's just going to play out the suspension while he heals. And he's going to come back on week 16 better than ever. Now, I didn't hear anything from Mike Edwards from his camp at all, but
I don't believe details. That sounds like a very admitting guilt without admitting guilt, which attorneys.
He said he's vaccinated though, so
then why wouldn't he fight it? Why would you just be like, okay, I'll take the penalty, I'll take the not getting paid and the suspension? No, I don't buy it. He did it. He got the fake card. Now there is some potentially some legal ramifications from this too, because misrepresenting the official seal of a U.S. agency like the CDC logo on vaccine cards could be a violation of federal law, according to the Department of Justice, and violators could face up to 5 years in prison or a $5,000 fine. I have a feeling they'll just go with the fine and pay.
Yeah, here's the thing. When I saw this, how many people would you guess in the NFL, how many players acquired fake vaccine cards? If he got one, if Mike Edwards got one, there has to be a ton of people that got them. Ton of people.
I mean, look, I'd be honest with you. I was vaccinated. Mine's real. But I got offered one, allegedly, by somebody.
Wow.
So they're pretty easy to get. If I can get one, I'm sure a lot of people can.
I have not been offered one at all. And I'm not sure if I would take it, you know, if I was, because I like I said, I don't want any legal ramifications or anything like that. So, you know, but I mean, it's a bigger thing, though. Like, if you're somebody that's really scared of the vaccine, but you're talking about making millions of dollars playing in the NFL, and maybe you've already had COVID and you're confident in your antibodies, you know, probably no harm, no foul to get the vaccine card, you know, but, you know, it's just, yeah, it's part of the world we live in right now. It's just crazy how people are demonizing them, saying, you know, they're putting their fellow players at risk. Well, their fellow players are vaccinated. How are they putting them at risk?
Dude, I don't know. And that is a very common saying. It seems like you get to have your cake and eat it, too.
We're
going back. I hope we don't get on the COVID thing, but
I know.
But you know, it's in the news. So, and we're talking about Antonio Brown here. If it's just like the masking thing, like what happened to double masking? If this variant is so bad, why aren't we double or triple masking again? Remember when that was a thing? Things are worse now with three vaccines that we have on the market for many months now. Things are worse in 2021 than they were when this all started last year in 2020. How is that possible? What is going on?
And they said the pill, the therapeutic pill, is going to be approved by the end of this month.
I think one got through yesterday, right?
Well, it got recommended by the FDA, but it has to go through actual approval process and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know, man. The whole thing is wacky.
They're trying to push people to, especially with the Omicron that's in town, please go get vaccinated. And
is it in Tampa yet? I heard it was in California. Guy that was in South Africa.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. One guy got it from going to New York City, and he's back in back home in Minnesota. So they asked some doctor, it was an Indian doctor on one of the corporate CNN or MSNBC or whatever. They asked him, hey, does the vaccine work against this? He goes, yeah, we don't really know yet.
Right.
And then they go, okay, well, what should we do? And he goes, I would go get vaccinated.
It's very vague. Fauci came out. Did you see what Fauci said about the Omicron? He said that they suspect. He kept using the word suspect. He said they suspect that it could mutate 36 times or 30-something times and become a lot more potent than it currently is. Now, I listened to two other doctors say, and one being an Indian doctor, and the other one was in, I think, the Netherlands. But they both, talking on the Omicron, said, this is it seems to be more contagious, but it's weaker than the Delta variant. You don't lose your taste and smell, and your symptoms aren't as dramatic. And hospitalizations with people aren't really higher than they were with other forms of COVID.
Okay, so a cold,
basically. But they're man, you watch the news and it's like Omicron. It's crazy. Like
I just don't.
I'm not trying to downplay COVID. I don't want people to think I'm doing that.
Yeah.
But goddamn, man, like what are we doing?
But it's just like I said, it doesn't make sense. We got three vaccines that are approved here. Things are worse than they were in 2021. We're going back to having to do all the things that we were doing before we had the vaccines. We were told the vaccines were the only way out of. So, I mean, it just keeps everything they say gets moved backwards. Just give it a few months, and then it's completely wrong. So now they're talking, oh, you got to wear masks again. We're going to mandate you do these certain things. It's like, okay, so if you're just going to have to, you know, wear the mask and do everything like before we had the vaccines, why does that incentivize somebody to go out and get the vaccine if they're going to still have to wear the mask and do all these things?
Well, most of the country already has the vaccine, so now it's the boosters. So
they're mandating the boosters. That was another thing. They called people kooky because they were saying, why is there so many spots on the vaccine card for if it's only a two-shot regimen or a one-shot if you get the Johnson & Johnson one? Oh, whatever, you kook. Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy theorist.
You're going to end up having to take booster shots. Oh, no, you're fully vaccinated after two shots. Now, sure enough, mandated for all Americans, you have to go get the booster shot. Or, you know, mandated, but they're strongly recommending that you go get your booster shot.
And what's super annoying, too, is the people that are like the religious, what I call a pro-vaxxer. And that's the people. My definition of a pro-vaxxer is somebody that craps on the unvaccinated people. Like they're better than us. Like they're the Christians and we're the evildoers, and they're the ones that are posting on their social media. Oh, look! I just got my booster shot, baby. Yeah. Or just took my 2 5-year-olds and got their shots done. Hope you're doing what you're supposed to do to save the world, you pieces of S. You know, those people are so goddamn annoying. How can they not see their own post and not get nauseous? You know what I mean?
There was a story today that the Telegraph came out with. This is over in the UK. Now, there was a Project Veritas thing where they busted the CNN guy who was saying, yeah, it's all about
fear. He's
on
video.
You gotta be stoking the fear in people.
Yeah, they're on video.
And a lot of people will just discount Veritas just because it's of who it is. It's James O'Keefe. He's used to work for Breitbart. So they're just like, no, that's Breitbart. I don't listen to any of that. I'll just discount it right out of the boot. You go, okay, but it's video. Yeah, no, I don't like the source. Okay. Well, this is the Telegraph in the UK. Not exactly a right-leaning outlet by any means. They were reporting on, they had a group in media, and it was called like the, I can't remember, I read it this afternoon, but their job, and this is media in the UK, like mainstream media, their job was to stoke fear in order to get people to get the vaccine, scare the crap out of people, so they got the vaccine and did what they were told to do. And their job was specifically to scare the S out of people.
It's obvious it's happening here, dude. I see it so, it's so transparent. Like, you can see it. Like, any news you watch, it's all over us. I mean, it's crazy. You even see, like, the anchors on the, you know, on the news. Their tones go down when they talk about Omicron. They go, and now Omicron is in America. Did you see? I accidentally retweeted it from the Johnny B Show Twitter. I thought I was on my own Twitter, but local news guy here, Josh. I'm not going to say his last name, but you know, I like him. He's a nice guy, but he put out yesterday, breaking news, all caps, Omicron is in the U.S. And I quote tweeted it and just went, run! Like, what do you want us to do, man? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, pull my car off the side of the road and build a bunker? Like, what the hell? It's crazy.
It's, yeah. I'm so, you know, just burned out on it. I know
I'm over it, dude. A lot of people are. A lot of people are just fed up. And that's what I love about stand-up comedy is you kind of get the voice of the people. I was watching a clip by, I think it was Chris DeStefano. I always mess up his last name. He's hysterical. He's been on Calta a bunch of times, New York guy, but he was talking about like, you know, the vaccine and the booster and all that. And he goes, look, man, I'll be honest with you. He goes, when this thing came out, I was scared. I was telling people mask up, you know, do the right thing, save society. And I'm like, dude, so was I. When he was saying that, it really hit home because I was doing the same thing. I remember being on social media going, put on your damn masks, because I was afraid for all of us. I was afraid for me. I was afraid for my family. But then you just get fatigued. You just get like, you get lied to all the time. You just see like, you start looking at factual like data and firsthand knowledge of things. And to the point where you go, all right, man, you know what? I'll just die at this point. I just can't, you know, we're almost at 2 years here. It's crazy. I've already gotten the damn thing. You know, and that's what he was saying on stage. He goes, man, I don't even care anymore. He goes, everybody in this crowd doesn't care anymore. We're all tired of it. It's been too long. He goes, I don't care. Give me whatever you want. He goes, but what about the Delta? And he's like, I took Southwest. I'll die on that plane. I always want to die when I'm on a Southwest flight. It's so stupid. But hit the whole message, the demeanor that he was putting across, I think that's what most people feel now. I think most people are just like, you know what? I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I'm either vaccinated or I have natural immunity. You know, I've been listening and trying to do better. I'm just sick of it, dude.
I think everybody is. And there is some true believers out there. I mean, where it's become almost a religion for some people.
Yeah.
There was the Omicron, the doctor that was in South Africa that discovered the new variant.
Oh, by the way, did you see that it has an origin story? I was listening to Tim Dillon's podcast. He had me dying laughing. He goes, Nobody was scared of Delta, so they got the new variant has an origin story, yeah. Like it's a Marvel, like a Marvel villain.
Right.
So this one has an origin story. It came from an AIDS patient.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and you have to wonder in the back of your head, like, is this some sort of agitation propaganda to keep this thing going?
Know?
I don't know. I'm not saying
how do they
is.
Know where it started? How do they know it started with an AIDS person?
Now they said it started in Europe, actually, probably.
Right.
And it was found in South Africa. And the doctor who found it said, and one of my Facebook friends put out a thing saying basically what you said earlier, that it's mild symptoms and
the
patient's fine. And they just kind of had they were sick for a day or two and now they're okay.
Yeah.
And the straw man in the comments was, okay, well, you don't believe, Dr. Fauci. Why do you believe some South African doctor? That's the takeaway from the true believers.
Well, that guy hasn't lied to me yet that I know of.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just like, you don't trust the doctors over here. Why do you trust these? It's like, wait a minute. You're setting up a straw man saying that he doesn't trust doctors so you can knock it down.
Right.
Just to prove a point here. But you're not making – that's not what anybody is saying. Nobody can think rationally about this. It's just
–
I mean, you're either a believer or you're not. And it's just – it's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah. All right. Let's tear through these couple phone calls.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.